California's Prop 36 draws debate over future direction of criminal justice. In November, California voters will decide on Proposition 36, a ballot measure that would toughen penalties for some drug and theft crimes, which has sparked debate over the future direction of the state's criminal justice system reform. Prop 36, known as the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act, was initiated by the California District Attorneys Association. It would reintroduce the three strikes principle for certain property crimes, and a third conviction for shoplifting could be elevated to a felony charge. In the case of drug offenses, Prop 36 would give prosecutors discretion to offer offenders an option to receive drug addiction treatment instead of going to jail. People tend to adjust their behaviors according to the laws and requirements. Tightening up the law a little bit in these aspects is imperative, given our current chaotic situation, Frank Lee, Vice President of California Coalition Against Drugs, a community group backing the measure, said in a September 27 virtual press conference. Prop 36 would require offenders to complete drug rehab treatment, as opposed to previous measures that only required offenders to check in, according to Lee. After drug addicts get rid of their drug habits, they will not keep stealing or robbing money to buy drugs. They also will not be hanging around on public streets as homeless people. So this is killing three birds with one stone, Lee said. Passed by California voters in 2014, Proposition 47, aiming at reducing California's prison population, changed some theft and drug crimes from felonies to misdemeanors, including theft of items up to $950 and possession of hard drugs. Tom Wolf, recovering heroin addict who was formerly homeless in San Francisco, told the Epoch Times on October 3 that by doing that, we're just letting people back out onto the street, they're falling back into addiction, and now they're dying because of drug overdose due to fentanyl. Wolf has been sober for 6 years and currently works as a recovery advocate in San Francisco. He was arrested 6 times in 2018. He was released right away the first 5 times, and then he got arrested and charged with a felony. He then remained in jail for 3 months, which gave him a chance to get sober, and he was given the choice to either stay in jail longer or stay sober. Prop 36 offers a real opportunity for people that are breaking the law to support their addiction, to find a pathway to treatment, or to find an off-ramp to treatment, Wolf said. Common sense for safety, a pro-Prop 36 campaign initiated by San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan, Sacramento District Attorney Tien Ho, and Elk Grove Mayor Bobby Singh Allen, promotes the measure as a way to address drug and homelessness issues in California. We're now joined by nearly 200 locally elected Democrats and independents in nonpartisan offices, including 64 Democratic mayors across the state of California in support of Proposition 36, Mahan said at an October 3 rally, adding that the measure brings some much-needed balance and new tools back to our system. The Democratic Party I know has championed the causes of working families, of racial justice, of immigrants aspiring to realize the American dream. And when we are at our best, we do all of those things by embracing common sense solutions, Mahan said. Oppositions. Governor Gavin Newsom and several Democratic lawmakers previously said that Prop 36 is going too far in reforming Prop 47. After they failed to negotiate Prop 36 off the ballot earlier this year, they proposed in late June a counterballot measure that featured a more moderate reform but dropped it a day before the July 3 deadline for the state legislature to put initiatives on the ballot. For months, attempts were made to engage the California District Attorneys Association in this effort to retract Prop 36, Newsom told the Epoch Times in an emailed statement on October 3. They refused, opting to instead push a ballot measure that would revive policies from the era of mass incarceration and the failed war on drugs. Despite these efforts and having the votes necessary to pass the measure, we are unable to meet the ballot deadline to secure necessary amendments to ensure this measure's success, and we will be withdrawing it from consideration. At a press conference in August, right before he signed 10 new retail theft bills into law as promised, the governor again warned voters that Prop 36 is going back to the 1980s and the war on drugs. However, Newsom said at a September 19 press conference where he signed bills addressing homelessness that he will not actively campaign against the proposition. A poll published the same day by the Public Policy Institute of California found that Prop 36 has a 71% approval rate, with 85% of Republicans and 63% of Democrats supporting it. Crime trends after Prop 47. A milestone in California's criminal justice reform, Prop 47 turned several crimes from felonies into misdemeanors, invalidating the three strikes rule for those crimes. A research report by the Public Policy Institute of California states that property crime in California rose after Prop 47 compared to the nation and comparison states. We have defendants that come in with a calculator, and they know exactly that the amount is going to be just under $950. They can commit that crime 54 times, without any additional consequence, San Diego County District Attorney Summer Steffen said in a September 27 virtual press conference. In San Francisco, rampant shoplifting has reportedly forced multiple grocery stores and retail stores to close, including Whole Foods, Walgreens, Target, and others. However, former San Francisco supervisor Matt Gonzalez said on Epic TV's Bay Area Innovators that the overall crime rate in San Francisco, including property crime, has been declining compared to the 1980s and 1990s. He said people don't believe it's declining because they are bombarded with imagery from public cameras making us feel that crime is out of control. Big chain stores are among the main contributors to Prop 36. The top three contributors are Walmart, which donated $3.58 million, and Home Depot and Target, which donated $1 million each. As of October 15, the campaign for Prop 36 has received $14,328,173, with its opponents receiving $5,924,590 in donations, according to the California State Secretary's Office. Recent poll. An October 4 poll by the University of California, Berkeley, shows that 60% of likely voters support Prop 36. The poll, conducted by the university's Institute of Governmental Studies, found that Republicans and conservatives offer nearly universal support for the initiative, while 47% of Democrats support it. Prop 47 was an abject failure, San Francisco Police Department Sergeant Rich Sabati said in an email to the Epoch Times. It was sold to voters as the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act, yet since then we can't walk into a store and buy toothpaste without getting a clerk to unlock it for us. Prop 36 may not be able to fix all of California's problems, Sabati said, but he thinks it's a big step in the right direction. Travis Gilmore contributed to this report.